Welcome to Navigate with HSBC, where we bring you sharp insights from the minds shaping the future of investing. Today, we have with us Anshu Kapoor, President and Head, Nuvama Asset Management. Anshu leads the alternatives-focused asset management business within the Nuvama Group, managing assets of approximately $1 billion. With over 25 years of experience in the financial services sector, he's held prominent positions at Merrill Lynch, HSBC, ICICI Bank, and the Edelweiss Group. Thank you so much, Anshu, for joining in. It's indeed an honor and a lot of pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Mangalam. It's great to be here.
As important as it is to catch the cycle right, it's also important to, you know, make as less mistakes as possible. Where would you think someone would be making a mistake if they committed their money right now?
Right now, going aggressively and allocating all of your capital into risk assets may not be the wise thing to do. Right now, taking leverage may not be the right thing to do, because you don't know which way this will turn out. But what is right thing to do is where margin of safety is available. Commercial real estate, for example.
Yes.
High amount of margin of safety. India is very well positioned, right? Financial services in India. High amount of margin of safety. Very well positioned, indexed to the India growth story. So I think if you are in India and your domain, investing domain is in India, get indexed to the India story to begin
exactly.
with. Right? Don't try and call out sectors or, you know, stocks or individual ideas which may or may not work, because you don't know which what will get hit in this mayhem. So stay broad. Don't go narrow in this opportunity. If you want to explore global markets, right now, I think opportunity is building to build a global portfolio as well.
Yes.
See, in US, all is not done and dusted with. I think the biggest underestimation that the markets are doing is the US economy. I mean, it's the largest market, largest economy in the world.
$30 trillion.
Is there an opportunity in China? Maybe.
Maybe.
Because the margin of safety or the valuations are so attractive. So where do you get in? And so I think it's a great time to build the international portfolio. And it's a great time to get indexed on the India story. I would summarize like that.
As a CEO of Nuvama Asset Management, why do you believe increasingly that alternative investments are the way to go? And at the same time, if you could highlight some of the misconceptions that investors have about it.
See, what's happened in India. So I'll give you some data.
Yeah.
Right. India market cap is roughly $5 trillion. Our mutual fund AUM is about $800 billion. Large. Right. And you know, millions of investors now coming in every year. Now, what many people do not know is the size and scale of alternative asset classes country. So, private equity, Mangalam, is about $300 billion invested capital in this country. $300 billion. And I told you mutual fund is $800 billion.
Huge.
Right? Commercial real estate is $150 billion. Right? Commercial real estate, India is 50% of absorption of Asia Pacific. A city like Bangalore absorbs as much or more commercial real estate every year than a Shanghai.
Wow.
And China is 4x, 5x our GDP size.
That's some perspective.
Yeah. Infrastructure similar. So what's happened is that Indians never got to access. You and I could never invest in these asset classes. We could all do direct deals. And they did not turn out well all the time. Regulations came in about 12 years back. And all these asset classes got built out by foreigners. All the pension funds, the endowments, and the large private equity firms coming into India, they built out the asset class. The point I'm making is they are large, liquid, sophisticated now, and it's high time Indians also invest. Our next Nifty Next companies cannot be owned by Indians.
Yes.
Today, they are mostly owned by foreigners.
All right.
Commercial estate, a lot of that is owned by foreigners, grade A in India. So it's high time that you and I also get a piece of this action.
For every equity investment that happens via mutual funds, there is a disclaimer that comes in. Please read all scheme-related documents carefully before investing. Yeah. What are the things that people need to be mindful of before investing in alternative funds?
Yes, absolutely. Awareness is low. Information is low. Knowledge is low. Right? Clients or investors do try and get attracted to deals. So I think number one is to find good quality professional managers who have a track record, who have done this in the past and demonstrated success. Do not get carried away by one, two or three deals that come your way. Also, the risk here is you get locked in.
Yes.
It is illiquid. So only invest as much as you can live with. This is a capital that you do not need for the next 4, 5, 6 years. Because average investment period of any alternative fund will be 3 to 4 years.
Mm.
So typically door to door will be 6 to 7, 8 years. So you need to be able to patiently sit out with your capital without needing that capital at that point of time. I do not encourage leverage at all, even though margin of safety could be high.
Makes
or
sense.
You have a positive carry and all of that. So I think these are some of the areas that you need to be aware of before you get into alternatives.
And what is the expected return on an alternative investment?
Yeah, so different asset classes will give you a different risk return profile. See, commercial real estate, the most liquid is REIT.
Yes.
Right? And that, let's say, is between 8 to 12%, 9 to 12% pre-tax
yes.
return. But the moment you get into a pre-REIT kind of a alternative investment fund, your return profile goes to north of 15%.
Got it.
Right? Post-fee. In private equity, you should be making anywhere between 18 to 25% and maybe more if you're early stage or you're late stage or mid stage. So again, that is the area you need to be aware of as to within the asset class, what risk do you want to assume? If you're getting into early stage, you are also assuming mortality risk, as in the businesses could die.
Exactly, totally.
The fund could become, you could lose capital.
Yes.
When you go into a REIT, you're unlikely to lose capital. Yeah. Maybe you'll not lose capital. You're going to a commercial estate fund, unlikely you'll lose principal. Margin of safety much higher. So you need to evaluate each asset class on its own and figure out where in this asset class I want to come in.
And what is the minimum ticket size for someone who's looking at the alternative investment?
It's 1 crore as per the SEBI mandate. It's 1 crore.
Thank you so much, Anshu. This was an incredible conversation, fairly insightful as well. Your perspectives have provided listeners with much to consider in the ever-evolving investment landscape, but more importantly, taught them a lot more about life as well. To our audience, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time with Navigate with HSBC.